Right, Nicole. You know, here in New York, the NYPD is reporting 33 apparent bias crimes targeting Asian Americans just on the year to date. But what happened here yesterday morning, by many considered shocking for a number of reasons. A 65-year-old woman punched and kicked while on her way to church, her assailant making several anti-Asian remarks during the attack, witnesses say, allegedly telling the victim, "You don't belong here."
Someone like that just randomly kicked you for being a certain race. So we're kind of outraged right now.
Nearby workers also facing scrutiny for appearing to stand by and watch, one even closing the door as the woman lay on the ground. Building owner the Brodsky Organization saying in a statement the staff who witnessed the attack have been suspended pending an investigation in conjunction with their union. Days earlier, this melee on a New York subway, an Asian man appears to be relentlessly beaten, then choked unconscious. The NYPD's hate crimes unit is investigating, its Twitter page littered with details of other attacks and appeals for help.
Oh, it's very, very few individuals who do these heinous crimes. We've got to find them.
There have been rallies of support for Asian Americans all over the country because displays of hate have become so pervasive since the onset of the COVID pandemic. California-based reporting center Stop AAPI Hate says there have been nearly 3,800 since March 2020.
And thanks for giving my country COVID. Have a great day.
When you see percentages rising, we must all educate ourselves and be aware that this is something we've got to fight.
Even a city worker in New York recently suspended without pay for allegedly using racist language on a letter to an Asian American tenant.
How deeply racist do you have to be to do that?
Groups like the Guardian Angels doubling street patrols trying to help.
I always tell people you can't live in fear. Why? I'm a senior in my mid-60s. I refuse to live in fear.
A 65-year-old woman attacked near here early yesterday morning, or around midday yesterday, not far from Times Square, still hospitalized tonight with a fractured pelvis and severe facial injuries. Her attacker still being sought. Live in New York, Tom Negevin, News Nation.